Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning, man. I was great until I heard that introduction, man. I don't know. Who can I talk to about maybe getting that switched around with that little bachelorette summary there?
Consider it done, Clay. All right. Complaint registered. We'll take care of that next time.
What time? I actually saw a clock over. Oh, time for
Clay Harbor.
Handle it with poise and class, befitting a veteran.
Football analyst for Chicago Sports Network. Former NFL player.
Not a quarterback. I'm a tight end, but I've watched a lot of tape. I've been in meeting rooms with Tom Brady. I've been in meeting rooms with Drew Brees. I've been in meeting rooms with Michael Vick. Quarterbacks know what they can do and what they can't do, and I know what a quarterback can and can't do and when you're supposed to expect them to be able to be successful.
Clay Harbor with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Time now to go out to my colleague at CHSN on the Big Pro Football Show every night at 5:30. We'll be there tonight talking Bears. He joins us now on the guest hotline, brought to you by Aturo Tire. Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Good morning, Clay. How are you?
Good morning. The accountability for you guys changing that intro after last time is the type of accountability that Ben Johnson is demanding. I mean, that's impressive stuff right there.
We do not want to get the Claymaker mad. We want to keep you on our good side, Clay. All right, so let's go up to Hallis Hall yesterday because you were there for mandatory minicamp. You watched all that the practices, but you also heard Jaquan Brisker. We were talking before the break about what we heard and how uneasy it made some of us listening to him. What did you hear? You're coming up from it from the ex-player's perspective. From that perspective, Clay, how would you describe Jaquan Brisker's address yesterday?
It's tough, and you wish the best for him. And obviously a player in his position, a guy that's given a lot to this game. You can tell he has a passion for football, and he wants to go out there and play. And in his situation, it's tough because he's a guy that's still got that first contract. As a player, if you're a guy of his caliber, right, Jaquan Brisker, you just saw Kyler Gordon get paid. You want that payday. You want to be able to change your family's trajectory for your entire life. You want to get that second contract. So I'm just hoping that he's not getting clouded by the fact that maybe he hasn't reset second contract yet, that he really is ready to play. He looks good out there flying around, you know, with shorts and a T-shirt on. But my issue is, how's this guy going to respond if he gets another concussion? So for his sake, as a former player, I've seen this happen before. I've seen guys that have had concussions have to walk away from the game. And it's not easy. It's something that all of us really have to deal with, all football players, that isn't. It's something that's becoming more prevalent. You're starting to realize what happens post-football. So it's definitely something that he needs to contemplate and not just kind of sweep it under the rug and act like everything's okay. This is a serious thing, and at least you got to act like there is something worth changing or something you've considered here.
Yeah, you know, I hear exactly what you're saying, Clay, and I think what you're saying resonates a lot. Now, the problem is when you've had 3 years that are interrupted by concussions, I don't know how much value people are going to put on you. In other words, I don't know how much that's going to impact your ability to get a big far-reaching contract, just because you know how teams are. They're gonna look at the bottom line and the risk and all the rest of it. And I just hope that he's not looking for something that isn't available to him and thinking that he can sacrifice his future for that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to put it in simple terms, but you know, there are teams that will think of a guy with multiple concussions as damaged goods to begin with.
Oh, Molly, I'll tell you that as sad as it is, back in the day, we wouldn't report concussions. Yeah. Before the new CBA, several times you have a concussion, teams would look at you like a pariah because you have concussions. It was something nobody wanted to touch. If you have a concussion, you keep it to yourself because you knew that you weren't going to get signed. You were going to get less in your next contract. You were going to be blacklisted because it was frowned upon so much, and they've done a lot about how they act about concussions, the research they've done towards concussions. And that's something that players used to try to hide. So that's something that comes out of it that's good. But to your point, that's exactly why it's tough for Brisker. Positionally, as a safety, you have to play a certain way. At a quarterback, people are saying, well, Tua's not supposed to get hit. If everything goes perfect for him, he's going to go the whole game and not get hit. Obviously, some hits will happen. Maybe you can change the way you fall. For a safety, it's so hard to change the way you play. These instinctive plays that just happen, bang, bang, down the hill, guy coming across the middle. You got to be able to hit him. Running back breaks through, beats your middle linebacker. You're the last guy in the defense. You think about, oh, let me make sure I hit with my shoulder. Or do you just go in instinctively how you've been taught, how you've been playing since fourth grade, what Jaquan Brisker said he's been playing since yesterday in his press conference. So those are the things that are going to be hard for Jaquan Brisker. I know what he's thinking. You want to get to that second contract. You want to really strike it big. You've played. You know you're a good player. But sometimes, all the time, in my opinion, your health is more important.
So, Clay, that's a human element. I think you describe it well, and everyone can relate to. I think from a football perspective, there's another factor to consider. The Bears aren't really well protected at that spot, and I think I'm a little surprised, knowing the uncertainty and relying on a guy that missed 12 games and has had three concussions in 3 years is a bit surprising. How surprised are you that they're not better covered at that position? And what could be left in terms of a potential options if there's anybody out there to provide some depth?
Oh, I'm very shocked. I'm actually very surprised. And this is one of the things I've talked about since day one. You have to proceed as if Brisker is not going to play this year. You can hope, but you can hope for something. And, you know, I forget how the old saying goes, but put hope in one hand and whatever in the other. I think you guys know what I'm saying. But we hope that Brisker is going to play. But he has shown that it takes one hit, and now he's out for the season. So if this happens, Ryan Poles has no recourse. He has nothing to stop people from saying, how did you not see this coming? It was kind of like how Tevin Jenkins missed all those games last year. Nate Davis missed all those games. They've been missing games their whole career. You thought it was just going to finally change? There are still some solid guys out there that I think you really need to spin the tires on. Julian Blackman is a guy that I've watched, and this guy can cover. He can hit. He can play slot. He can play deep safety. He can play in the box. PFF had him graded as 19th in coverage at his position. He can do everything. Julian Blackman would be a great backup plan for Jaquan Brisker, unless they do love Elijah Hicks, unless you think Jonathan Owens is a starting caliber safety. But you have to be prepared in case something happens to Brisker, because that is an important position, especially in this Dennis Allen defense.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, it's something to consider. And I still think they've got a couple positions that they can improve before they get to training camp. But I'm curious, what about Tyrique Stevenson? What did you think of his news conference yesterday? Do you buy this idea that they haven't talked to him at all? The new administration hasn't had any conversations with him about the Fal Mary, whatever you want to call it, and how that went down. And you know, honestly, like his reaction to that was not stellar either. In other words, when they deemed that he wasn't going to start the game, he walked out of practice over that. It's a totally different situation. It's not an injury related one, but there was an incident with him. It ruined their season. I don't think you harp on it. I think you try to move beyond it. He's still with the team. He's under contract, but I would have to imagine that even though it's a different group, he's also kind of on, I keep calling it double secret probation, and David says there's nothing secret about it.
I'm not shocked that they haven't talked to him about it, because Tyrique Stevenson has probably gotten enough from last year's team, from everything he's heard from the media, from the players. So they're trying to put this thing behind them, trying to build his confidence at this point. Let's put that behind you. The one thing I love from going from an old team to a new team is you get to reinvent yourself. You know, you get to show these guys how dependable you are. Put the extra time in the film room, the extra time in the weight room. So that's what he should really be doing, trying to kind of repair whatever has been said about him, whatever has kind of been linked to him from the old staff. Okay, now your guy is dependable. You're not a hothead. You're going to get out there. You're going to cover these guys. And he's in a really good situation now, because I think this defense really caters to some things he can do. He's good at press man. He's a big, strong cornerback. He looks like a safety out there. He plays really well in the run game. That's something Dennis Allen really values. So I think he has an opportunity here to be a big-time player in this defense. And he's got to realize, he's got to be looking at the clock and thinking, if I play well this year, I'm up for a new contract. 2 years, I'm a free agent. So it's a big year for him. I think that he's got an opportunity in front of him, and I'm not surprised they haven't talked to him about it, because at this point you're trying to build this guy's confidence.
Right.
He's done so much that's the main thing here. Make him confident, because he is a guy that can help you if he plays up to his ability this year.
Clay, we've got about a minute left, but I think I've heard some mixed reviews about what Caleb Williams was like yesterday at practice. I know you were impressed by some of the things that he did. What did you see?
I saw a guy that used his legs to escape for some crucial third down on some crucial third downs. I saw a guy that made some plays that looked like an NFL caliber quarterback. He made plays downfield. He was checking the ball down. He did have an interception get dropped. He checked the ball down. You know, Ben Johnson yelled at him because it could have been a little bit sooner. But I was very impressed with what I saw from Caleb. He showed pocket presence. He was getting the ball out. He made some big plays. He ran a 94-yard scoring drive in 2 minutes. Obviously, no pads on, but he showed why he can be one of those top 10 quarterbacks. Use his legs. Use his arms. use his check down. So he had a really good day, in my opinion, yesterday, and looked as good as I've seen him so far this year.
Clay, I was saying to David, you know, you mentioned that he got yelled at by the coach, and then he's asked at the podium, hey, you know, did he go to the wrong player? And he's like, he was late. You've got to be on time. I don't know why that stopped me, but that sort of transparency you don't usually get from NFL football coaches. To have the guy just casually tell you, no, he's late and he's got to be on time, and then he praises the kid. It's not like he's trying to embarrass him publicly, but this Ben Johnson, different cat altogether. That was pretty cool.
No, I love it. I love what I've seen from Ben Johnson out there. He's got – it's just the whole vibe of practice is a little more intense. The speed, this seems like a real NFL OTA. He's holding everybody accountable. You're late, he's going to tell you you're late. Yeah, it's a nice completion. Get it there quicker. All these plays matter. These inches matter, and Ben Johnson isn't taking anything lightly.
Great stuff. Clay, thank you. Always
Thanks, Clay.
Enjoy to talk to you. Appreciate it.
See you later.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys.
That is Clay Harbor. Does a great job.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.